This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Jenlyn Castillo. First name is Jenlyn, G-E-N-E-L-Y-N. Last name is Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, Castillo. Date of birth 10/21/1984. This letter is being written to Dr. Joseph Barbara. First name is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Last name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Address 7880 Wren Avenue, W-R-E-N Avenue, Suite 1C133, Gilroy, California, 95020. Telephone number 408-842-0278. Fax number 408-842-8907. Dear Dr. Joseph Barbara, J-O-S-E-P-H, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. This is a brief note on our mutual patient, Jenlyn Castillo, G-E-N-E-L-Y-N, Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, Castillo. I had seen her in November 2014 for non-specific urticaria, and ever since then she has been doing reasonably well, period. Only since February of this year she's had history of some intermittent rashes and occasional angioedema involving her face, period. There are some hives on face and neck, period. I was able to review some cell phone pictures, and she indeed has some hives and low-grade angioedema, period. There are no new medications or any obvious acute allergic reactions to anything that she can pinpoint, period. However, she feels there may be some allergies to seafood or some other chemicals, period. There is no history of any coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, throat tightness, or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis, period. She went to emergency room for these rashes and was given Benadryl and prednisone, and obviously she wants us to do a workup to make sure there are no obvious allergies to seafood and perhaps other foods, period. Overall, she's in decent health and is not taking any new medications, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various reactions, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. New paragraph, examination revealed moderate dermatographism, which probably is causing rashes and low-grade hives and occasionally angioedema, period. Her lab testing revealed no obvious allergies. Her serum tryptase is 2, which is normal, period. This should pretty much rule out any obvious allergies, period. Skin testing for allergies was completely negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergies, period. General Lane was quite happy to hear that there are no obvious allergies, period. I believe she has some dermatographism that has been exacerbated for unknown reasons, period. Certainly stress could result in more rashes, period. My final diagnosis, number one, dermatographism, number two, urticaria and low-grade angioedema, number three, no evidence of any allergies. My treatment plan, Benadryl, 25 milligram up to 4 times a day, period. This has been quite helpful in the past, period. Certainly, if this problem becomes recurrent, then I would put her on a program of antihistamines and perhaps other medications if needed, period. I believe she should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, one patient, Jenlyn Castillo.